My scripture is Genesis 50:20. You intended it to harm me, but God intended it for good. How many of us have a problem forgiving? Yeah, let me get a bunch of amens or you're all liars. Yeah, amen, amen. Not only forgiving others, but what about forgiving ourselves? You know, what about the lack of being a good daddy, let alone a good husband or a good neighbor, you know, or someone that takes what you're saying with integrity? Where do we find the ability to forgive? We got to start with ourselves. We have to be able to be people and men and women of integrity. But it starts forgiving ourselves. I've been sober going on 14 years now, and I have a little girl that never really seen me in addiction. However, I have a 40-year-old son that I left due to addiction. Left him at 5 years old, had that life. He grew up just like me, bikes, gangs, meth, just like me. Then I had two beautiful stepchildren that I had influence in their lives. One's 24, my daughter, we just married her off the other day, and my boy's 22. But why do I tell you that? Because when I first spoke a few moments ago, I said I have almost 14 years of recovery, and I've been their dad since they were 2 and 3 years old. So they got the rough part of life. I always wondered, did they forgive me? I'm going to read this, and I probably will cry a little bit because this is God. It starts out, this happened on Thursday, December 31st, 2018 at around 8 p.m. We had just finished praying over my grandmother because of her knee injury. It was a Thursday night, which means it was family dinner night. So there was about 20 close family members in my home when this happened. As we were getting dessert, I walked into the kitchen where my mom and dad were standing to grab a drink of milk. As soon as I walked into the kitchen, I saw my dad leaning over the counter like he was having some sort of pain. Now, my dad does have a bad back, neck, and wrist, so I just assumed it was one of those things bothering him. So I looked at him and said, "You'll be fine." A few moments later, as we all were enjoying our dessert, I saw my dad sit on the stairs. That's when I knew something was wrong. As my mom, my brother, and my sister-in-law gather around him, as well as my cousins and grandparents, in my mind, all I thought was, my dad's having a heart attack. Once tears filled everyone's eyes, my mom decided to dial 911. He was having signs of a heart attack, and as his chest pain was so bad, I saw tears fill his eyes. Being a daddy's girl, this night was the scariest night of my life. I remember as my dad was getting put on the stretcher, I looked in my brother's eyes. I looked in my brother's eyes, and they were also filled with tears. And I remember all we could think was, this might be the last time seeing our father. My sister-in-law, Megan, held his hands the entire time so he didn't have to be so scared. Once they put him in the ambulance, me, my mom, and my brother rushed to the hospital, calling my other siblings who were at work, pastors and my dad's closest friends. While we left to head to the hospital, my family stayed behind to clean, do dishes, and lock up. We are so grateful for the family we have. But here is the thing. After a week of recovery, my dad went back to get his heart tested. When we got the results back, it seemed a little weird. There was nothing wrong with his heart or anything. So we believe that this was a spiritual attack. My dad didn't let that stop him. He's now alive and happy, moving along with life. My 14-year-old little girl wrote this. Why did I read this tonight? Because there was a part that said, I probably should have highlighted it because I'm old. I looked into my brother's eyes and there was tears filled them. That was my stepson. But see, since I've been in recovery, they forgave me. I was able to do my 24-year-old daughter's wedding. Not only walk her down, give her away to the first pastor, but then I went around back and did the whole ceremony, the rings, the vows, because they forgave me. Family, we have to learn to forgive ourselves. It's ironic. Mick and I are kind of, you know, I don't know how we do this so well, but he had a couple of quotes, and I'm going to start this with a couple of quotes. To forgive is the highest, most beautiful form of love. In return, you will receive untold peace and happiness. Wow. I know there's a bunch of us in here that want peace and happiness. Amen? Amen. True forgiveness is not an action after the fact. It is an attitude with which you enter each moment. Wow. Let us forgive each other. Only then will we live in peace. Brothers and sisters, we got to forgive ourselves first. We got to let go of our past and quit saying, man, I'm such a dog. I did this, this, and this, and I will never get forgiven. That's a lie. That's a lie. If we get up, dress up, and show up every single day to the Word of God and ask Him to show us what to do today, all that past baggage is gone. It's done. This brother right here, I'm gonna just call him out. He'll call me in a little bit. Facing a lot of time today. Went into the jail court. Ready to receive either way. Because he forgave his past life and was ready to step into the new life. And God showed him favor. Showed him favor. Christian, you were showed favor. Susie, you're off of all that you went on. Amy, almost a year. I've known this girl as long as I've been doing my homeless and thing misfits. Pretty close. And dude, I'm so proud of you. You, talking about the Holy Spirit, because you forgave yourself. This is what this group is about. Where do you want to be when you walk out of here? You say, well, how do I do that all the time? Well, here's why. I'm glad you asked. Yeah. How to forgive. Recognize your feelings and your thoughts as a red flag. Recognize it. Acknowledge it. If you're angry about something somebody dissed you about, recognize it. Take it for what it is. Don't just let it sugarcoat till it blows up in you. Ephesians 4, 26, 27 says, don't sin by letting sin control you. Don't let the sun go down while you are still angry, for anger gives a foothold to the devil. To the devil. We already been in that foothold. Why we want to keep stepping back on his neck? Use his neck to get up. James 1, 19, 20. You must all be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to get angry. Woo! Human anger does not produce the righteousness God desires. He desires it. Why you want to give somebody a piece of your mind you ain't even got to afford to lose? You know, most of us old dopers, man, we ain't got a lot up in here that's any good left. So what we got, we probably ought to just keep. Man, they driving really, really slow. I'm going to give them, what you going to do? Maybe that dude just found out his mama died that's right in front of you. Maybe they just came back from a funeral. Or what are you doing? I'm guilty of it. I'm guilty of it. Ask God where your anger is coming from. Ask him, why am I angry? Who do I need to forgive? And I'll bet you 20 to 1, you. You. Because you see something in somebody else that POs you. And it's really like looking in a mirror and it's you. Ask God, where is this anger coming from? What do you want me to do about it? What would it look like if God got his way? Dude, we wouldn't be in Hope Court, Drug Court, Restoration Court, Vet Court, Pet Court. I don't care how many courts we go to over there. That place would be empty. Empty. Them dudes over there that got that job, they could go somewhere else and find a career, I'm sure. They don't have to use us as a career. Let go of the anger. Number two, forgive out of obedience. I ain't going to obey nothing. I love this one. My buddy Wyatt, my mentor for 22 years, says this. He's teaching a bunch of troubled kids, right? Kid says, F you, old man, throws his book on the floor. Wyatt walks up to him and looks at him, and the kid looks up at him and says, F you, man, I ain't picking that up. You can't tell me what to do. Nobody's ever going to tell me what to do. And he just looked at him and said, breathe. Somebody's going to tell you what to do. That boy turned purple. You're not telling me what to do. Yes, he did. He said breathe. That boy had to breathe. Somebody's going to tell you what to do. Matthew 6, 14, 15. If you forgive those who sin against you, your heavenly Father will what? Forgive you. Woo! But if you refuse to forgive others, your Father will what? Not forgive your sins. Woo! Hang on. Whew. Man, I act like I'm going to preach up in here. It is an act of our will to forgive. You got to step it out. It's a choice. You can either back up and get ready or step it out and hug them out. Come on, man. Most of us have been doing prison time. Man, we're going to give them a piece of our mind just because they bumped into us on a bad day. Most of us in halfway houses. Man, that's what I said all the time. Suck it up, buttercup. Move your little Mountain Dew bottle over here and have a seat. You will be fine. We need to forgive even if we don't feel it because it's right and God, what? Expects it. Are we true believers or are we just mouthing it? Dude, I'm just calling this. This is what God gives me because this is who I used to be. This ain't cause, and I still can go back to that. I don't know, man. These boys know. They've seen me on a smell the roses, blow out the candles kind of day. Just breathe. Remember, forgiving doesn't say what the other person did is okay. Forgiving frees us from the burden of carrying unforgiveness. Woo! I'm so mad at my stepdad. You know, I carried that for 40 years. You beat me. You put me in a psychiatric hospital. You did whoop, whoop, whoop. I carried that for 40 years. And it taught me how to kill, steal, rob, pervert, and destroy. 40 years. Now when I mentor little dudes, I'm like, come on, man. Let me tell you this truth. Let me love you where you're at that isn't illegal or immoral. Let me give you a hand up, little buddy. And walk it out with you. Number three, say who you forgive and why. That's very important. Very important. Very, very important. Proverbs 18:21 says, the tongue can bring death or life. Those who love to talk will reap the consequences. Uh-oh. This is scripture, family. I just get to pick on it and put it on paper. Matthew 15:18, The words you speak come from the heart. That's what defiles you. Do you got a clean heart, a changed heart, or you still got a hard heart? Most of us convicts, dude, we got a hard heart and soft skin. God's in the business of flipping that, giving us a soft heart and tough skin. That tough skin takes all them words people think, say, or do and just splatters it right off of us. It can't stick. It cannot stick. Words are important. We need to guard our tongues. And when we are forgiving someone, we need to speak out loud. I forgive my father for what he did to me. I forgive Jim for what he put me through. It's out. It's done. I'm done. It's no longer mine. Why do I want to leave it on a rope? Keep bringing it back in? Don't need to. Number four, ask God to give you His love for your offenders. I'm offended by what they say, what they do. Ask God to show you love for that person. That's an idea. 1 John 4:7-8. Let us continue to love one another, for love comes from God. Anyone who loves is a child of God and knows God. But anyone who does not love does not know God. Why? For God is love. Got a problem with that? Take it up with Him. God is love. Ask God to pour His love into you so that you can give love to others. Especially, ready? For those who hurt us. We can't do this without His help. We can't. You can't do it, man. You can't do it. I know we can't do it. Can't do it. Number five. Man, I won't even keep you here past midnight, I promise. Why are y'all laughing, man? You're all... Hang on. It's okay. Ask God for an opportunity to bless those who have hurt you. Uh-oh. Did you get that one? Ask God for an opportunity to bless those who have hurt you. Dude, I hated my mom. I hated her. How the heck could you let me in that building like that and have me just beat up and you'd be gone and all? I hated her. But God brought her back in my life. And dude, you touch mama now, yard down. Just going to lay it out like it is. Mess with my mama now, yard down. That poor woman had been beat by the same dude that was beating me, but see, she kept it hid in the bedroom. She was working three jobs to support our meal and his addiction. I learned to forgive my mama. My mama's had 8 strokes since I forgave her. Feeble. Got to help her up, move her around and stuff, but don't mess with her. Because see, God gave me the opportunity to bless her. And I do. Proverbs 25:21. If your enemies are hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. Man, that just throws them all off. What you mean you want to fight? Here, have a bottle of water. My brother over here now walking 10-point coalition out here in the hood, risking their lives. And, dude, I got to throw this one out real quick. When I heard, and him and I started it together and blah, 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 I heard we were getting vests, I was like, okay, I'm all in. I was thinking a bulletproof vest. Dude, this thing just got a reflector tape on it. And I was like, I got you. I see what you're talking about. But the point is, he's making a difference in our communities. Ex-gangbangers, OGs, walking down here in the hood, doing what we need to do. Yes. So, if your enemy is hungry, give them food to eat. If they are thirsty, give them water to drink. Matthew 5:43-44, you have heard the law that says, love your neighbor and hate what? Your enemy. Aha. But I say, God, love your enemies. Pray for those who persecute you. Man, prayer's the battle, family. Prayer's the battle. But see, there was five things, and you don't even have a clue what number one was, right? That's fine, because here's how it rolls. If none of them work, go to number six. It says, repeat steps 1 through 5 as many times as it takes. My brother over there put a whole bunch, and here's a list for your homework. I love to give you tangible things. Learn to forgive yourselves. Then forgive those that you think hurt you. Let God reveal to you a new life. Amen?
Amen.
I kind of believe that. Amen?
Amen.
Woo! Let's go. Let's close this house.